Hello.
Good morning. This is Christy returning your call from customer support. You did leave your place in line for someone to call you back.
Yes, I did.
How can I help today?
Hey, I had a question on a bill that I was on my credit card,
Okay.
and it was it's for Supreme to Boost, and it was $94.90. Can you tell me what that is?
Sure. One second. What's your zip code? I'll take a look at your account.
My zip code here is 50613, or otherwise it's in Arizona, 85118.
What's your first and last name?
James Craig, Krieg, or Jim.
You said Krieg.
Yes.
Okay, so what's your address? Is 1097 North Sherwood Way in Queen Valley, Arizona, your other address?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so back on March 24th, you did place an order for the trial of the primal core testosterone and the nitric oxide. Do you remember that?
What was that for?
The male enhancement products?
Okay, yes. That
Mm-hmm.
was a trial. Yeah, okay. And that was March 24th, you said?
Yes, it started
Okay.
then. And then, based on the terms and conditions, if you didn't cancel within that 10 plus 4 day trial period, you were billed for the entire price of the product. And then you were also billed for a new 30-day supply for each month until you cancel.
Oh wow. Yeah, I didn't realize that that was a 10-day trial period. And I don't, in fact, we're not even there anymore at that location. So I don't want any of that I mean, I haven't received any of the product. And I don't want any of the product.
Okay. We can definitely cancel those future shipments. I mean, you never even tried the product is what you're saying.
No. I never even received the product.
Well, it was delivered to the address that you had it sent to. I mean, we don't make up these addresses. We put them, you put the information in the computer. It was
Yeah.
delivered every time. So I'm not sure. I mean, it was delivered to the address that's on file.
Okay, but I never, I. And I have a forwarding address from there up to our home in Iowa here, and I never received any of that.
Okay, well, the last one that went out was in March. And let me see what's happened to the one in May. Let me see if I can look at that one. Yeah, that one was shipped as well. Okay, so the only, hang on just one quick second. Let me check April because the one for May was forwarded to your actual address, to your new address. Let me check the one for April. The March one went to the one in Arizona, but the one for May has been, looks like the only one that was forwarded so far. Hang on, let me check the other one. And it was forwarded on May 14th. Okay, so yeah, that was the only one that was forwarded because here's the thing. The one from April was actually the price of, was the full price of the product that you received in March because you didn't cancel within that 14-day trial. So that started on 324. On 4, I'm sorry, excuse me, I have the hiccups. For on 49, you were billed the actual price of the product because you didn't cancel. On the page when you, I'm not sure when you were on that page, did if you just clicked agree, it did say that right there, right above where it says rush my order underneath the email. one. Now, I can go ahead and cancel those future shipments for you today if you'd like, since you have never tried the product. I mean, once you get it forwarded to you, I'm sure you, I mean, it's a pretty good product. If you like it, you can definitely call us back, retry that product, and let us know if you want to keep getting it.
Yeah, no, I don't want it at all. In fact, I'm going to send back this product that I, if I get it, if I ever get it, I'll send back what I got. I thought I paid like $5 for those, that trial sample.
You did pay for the initial shipping and handling, which was part of the trial. That is what it says. It says, let me just read it verbatim. I agree to the terms and conditions to be billed now for shipping and handling. If I don't cancel within 10 plus 4 day shipping trial, I will be billed the full amount of the product. I will be billed for a new 30-day supply for each month until I cancel. So that is the box that you check. So you essentially put yourself into that binding contract.
Well, yeah, but I've never used a product, and I don't want the product on it there too. I used open that first bottle, and then my doctor said don't be using that.
Okay, I'll be happy to cancel it. You definitely had that option to do that at the time. But again,
Yeah,
you did
definitely.
put.
I'm going to cancel that, and frankly, I'm going to stop the payment of these two bills here that I've got for $188 or whatever.
Okay, I understand. Definitely, that is your right. However, when you do a dispute, what happens is it's kind of like an FBI investigation. What they do is they check on it to see whether or not it was a valid charge. And once they find out it is a valid charge, the credit card company will charge you back for those items. In the beginning, they will give you that provisional credit because, you know, they trust you as a customer. But once they do that investigation, they do charge it back to you. So, I mean, I can definitely give you 35% of your money back in order for you not to have to do that, but that's entirely up to you.
Only 35% back of that
Well, that's all I
$188.
can give back, but I can place you on hold so I can ask. I mean, I can escalate the call and ask a question to find out if I can give more back. But I can definitely do that for you if you want to be on hold.
Yeah, I'll,
Just
that's
gonna take a
fine.
couple minutes, okay? So hang on, all right?
Yep.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your patience. Hold on. Mr. Craig?
Yeah, yes.
Sorry about the wait. She did indicate that my manager said that I could go ahead and offer you 50% of your money back.
But only 50%?
Yes, sir. Well, you did have the option to call us back once she told you that you couldn't try the product. You did click on the I agree, so you put yourself into that binding contract. And what was the other thing she said? You put yourself into that binding contract. And, I mean, we're doing that as a courtesy because you would be charged back for the items once you do that dispute anyway. So that's the reason why we're just going to go ahead and split it in half.
So I've got this bill that's on my credit card in April 10th. And
no, it was just going to be for the May charges anyway. Because the April one, the April bill is actually the products that you tried. That was the initial product. That was the full price of the initial product when you didn't cancel it. So the May ones are the ones that are actually that have been rerouted to your new address that I'm giving the 50% on. It's the most recent one. Because you originally placed the order back in March.
Yeah, you can give me that back, but I'm gonna protest these. You just gotta know that.
Okay. That is, like I said, that is definitely your option. And I'll place you on a brief hold so I can get this all taken care of for you. Okay, I'll be right back with you. Thank you so much. Mr. Craig, okay, so on the first one, I gave you back, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, on the first one, I did go ahead and refund $47.45. On the second one, I went ahead and refunded that $47.48. So you will go ahead and get those via email to the jjacraig@gmail.com.
It's J-I-A Craig.
I actually can't see what it says. It's so small. Hold on. Let me make it bigger. Well, it's whatever email address you provided. Yes, that is an I. So jiacraig@gmail.com. I just made it bigger.
But that
so
will
I can
apply
see.
Only for the May billing?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I still have this April billing.
Right.
And the full amount.
Mm-hmm. Did you want me to go ahead and give you the cancellation number for those future shipments as well?
Yes.
Okay. One moment. All right. So it's a C, like cancel.
Okay.
the number a zero. C, like cancel again.
Okay.
One, A like alpha, 49, C like cancel again, 822.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.